Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Because of who you are, thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle here on Blog Talk Radio this evening for our Bible Mystery Program. Testimony. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We will stop the program and deal with the question or the testimony that you have on hand. Glory be to the Lord. And we'll continue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 He is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Today's mystery is somewhat not hidden because I'm sure that you heard about it many times in your Bible and in your studies in church. And if you come up with the correct answer, the church will mail you out a beautiful pamphlet called The Tabernacle. It talks about the tabernacle. It's colorful pamphlet. It's like an accordion-style pamphlet. And in there, it shows you the Ark of the Covenant. It shows you the temple itself, the curtains, everything that had to do with the temple, the colors, and the utensils that are there. And it's something good that you could keep in your Bible. So when you have the opportunity, let's say you're going to a doctor's appointment and you're waiting for the doctor to call you, or you're waiting for your turn, you could take it out and study parts of it, you know, until you be able to reach all of it. And the good thing about this pamphlet is it's written in the front and in the back. It's a full study course. And, you could go to Amazon and get the DVD teaching aspect of it. This is just a pamphlet, but you could get the teaching aspect of it so you could get a better understanding as you listen to. Glory to be the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to invite those that we know and those that have come to the church at Grace Church, 2900 South Jenkins Road there. October the 1st is our 6th anniversary celebration. We have services at 9:30 and we have dinner about 11:30. Glory be to the Lord. So those of you who have come before, have been members before, you're welcome to come back and participate for our 6th anniversary. Glory be to the Lord. But let us get into our program so you could understand the mystery that we're going to be dealing with. Today's mystery is, the subtitle is A Parable of the Sower. Parable of the Sower. Now, you know what a parable is. It's a spiritual or natural story. It's a natural story which pictures a spiritual application. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And we've conquered several of the questions as we read the stories of the sower. And one of the questions is, who is the sower? When you read your Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30, and then 37 to 42, you're going to come away with understanding that the sower is none other than Jesus Christ himself. Who are the reapers? Who are the reapers? Well, the reapers are the angels. We know the sower, Jesus Christ, verse 37. The reapers are the angels. And that's verse 37 also. What is the harvest? The harvest. It's the end of the age. Hallelujah, at the end. Today we're going to pick up the second half of the parable of the sower, and the question asks is, what is the difference of the grounds that we have there, the grounds of the hearts of the people? What is the difference? We're going to talk about four different type of grounds that the sower sowed the seed, and each one had a different outcome of it. And we're going to tackle that because we could apply that for today. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So we give him the honor, we give him the praise, because like the song said, because of who you are. And Jesus Christ is our Savior. You know that when, during the time of the Holocaust, I believe I got the story correct, when the priest, high priest, was blessing the people, the enemies did not allow them to say the name of God, Hashem, that they study in the Bible. So what they would do is they would pray, but they would raise their hands above the congregation there, and they would separate the arm, the fingers. Like if you remember Star Trek, you remember that the when Spock used to put his fingers up on the up, it would be two to the right, two in the middle, and the thumb. And when you do that to both hands, you know, it looks like a W. It looks like a W. And that word in the Jewish is sheen. So it's a word that is used for the name of God, Hashem. Hallelujah. So the priest, even though he could not pronounce the name of God, but he pronounced it with his hands, a blessing upon the people. And, you know, that's a secret. That's something that they did at that time. And there was a mystery in that. But today's mystery is on the parable of the sower. We know that he sowed his seed. What was the seed? The seed was the word of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to read the scriptures. We're going to read two different scriptures, one from Luke and one from Matthew. We're going to read from Matthew first, and we're going to go from chapter 13, verse 24 to 31st, to the 30th verse. That's going to be our beginning. And then we're going to go further. And if you come up with the answer, what is the difference between the grounds or the hearts, okay, then you would get that free prize from the church. Let's read the parable, first of all. And beginning at verse 24 of the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13. Let's see what the Word of God says. Now, remember, a parable is a natural story that depicts a spiritual application. I want you to think about the deepness of the Word of God. Like when you take a shower, you take off all your clothes, all the layers of your clothes to take a shower. You don't leave nothing on. Hallelujah. Well, here we're going deep into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here's the verse. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, and I'm reading from the Defender Bible, the King James Version. Glory be to the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blades were sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, An enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, Would thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Hallelujah. And we're going to go over to verse 37 through 42. And this is the description that Jesus gives of this parable. And remember one thing, the apostles, they came to Jesus separately and say, why do you speak to them in parables? And he said, because they have ears, they don't hear. They have eyes, they don't hear, they don't see. But unto you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Unto you has been given. So Christ came and he gave them description of the parable so they could apply. They could look at it and say, oh my goodness, how this applies. So this is what Jesus said in regard to the parable of the sower, beginning at verse 37 down through 42. He said, he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Who's the Son of Man? Jesus Christ, that's right. Remember, he was crucified, one of the things, for blasphemy, for proclaiming to be the Son of Man. That's his title, which we will find in Ezekiel and other prophetic writings, indicating the Messiah, God himself, Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Those are the descriptions that he's talking about here. He's talking here, if you notice, instead of saying the word, the seed was the word, he's saying that the seed, children of the kingdom, that's you and I, my brothers and sisters, and we are to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to give an account. We are to speak in the truth and to love each other, even our enemy. Because as we know, the world's in darkness, they're in darkness, and we carry the light. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we see that Jesus described in Matthew certain things. Now let's go over to Luke, and let's see Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 4, down through 15. And let's see what it says. And when much people were gathered together and will come to him, out of every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was thrashed down, and the fowls of the air devoured it, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture, and so fell among thorns, and thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that had an ear, let him hear. Glory be it. And the disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing them and not understand. Now the parable is this, and Jesus is going to describe. The seed is the word. So you see, in Matthew, the seed or the good seed was the children of the kingdom. And here in Luke, a similar parable that he's given them, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear come unto the... Those by the wayside are they that hear, then come unto the devil and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they. They on the rock are they. We're not talking about the rock, the actor, the wrestler, the rock. He's in sin still. He needs Jesus Christ. So this is not what he's talking about here, the rock. I want you to be clear about that. He's not talking about the man, the rock. They on the rock are they, which when they have they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A similar parable Jesus gave to us in the Gospel of John. And I want to see if I find it, because it's interesting. He uses other words that help us to understand a little bit more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what happened to the wayside hearers? What happened to the wayside hearers? Why could they not bring forth fruit? So you got to go back to the scriptures and read them. When you read them, you ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read Mark chapter 4. Amen. Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 1 through 20. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there were gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables. And he said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprung up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. And he said unto them, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know you not this parable? How then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these that are by the wayside were the word sown, where the word was sown. But when they had heard, Satan came immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately received it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of the riches and the lust of the other things enter in, choking the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and received it, and bring forth fruit, some 34, some 60, and some 100. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we see the different descriptions that we have in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to John chapter 4. Beginning at verse 7, and let's see how John described what Jesus told him. It's interesting, each gospel has a little bit different than the other one. This is John chapter 4, beginning at verse 7, and it says, there cometh a woman, a Samaritan, chapter 4, verse 7. Okay. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me drink. John chapter 4, verse 7 through 15. That is not the right scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. I give you some time, so meditate upon it. Okay, so let's, if you have any answer to the question, what are the differences of the grounds or the hearts there? You could call 516-418-5944. If you have any common questions or testimony, you have an answer to the question, the church will give you out a, mail you out a free pamphlet that talks about the temple. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm looking for the exact phrase in John, because John speaks about those on the wayside or those that don't understand the word of God, but those on the good ground are those that understand the word of God. So let's tackle each one separately. The wayside ground or the wayside hearer. You know, the sower went out with the seed. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He went out with the seed. He went out with the word. And he planted that word, that seed, in people's hearts. And some people received the word, but something happened. Something happened to them, which we have to be very careful of and see what the scripture says to us. Glory be to the Lord. And we understand that the devil, see, a lot of people don't want to bring that revelation forward. The word's a spirit. So the devil's going to come against the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what happens to the person who receives the word? What happens to the person who receives the word and the devil comes and steals the word? What happened to them? Well, when we read in the scriptures and we understand what the scriptures are saying, we have to understand that the devil is attacking that. You know that the warfare is in the mind. The warfare is in the mind. The fight is in the mind. The fight is in the mind. So what happens when somebody preaches the word of God or teaches the word of God? Person doesn't continue to study, doesn't continue to look for the things of God. Because remember what Jesus said. Jesus said that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he came to give life, and life more abundantly. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read Mark chapter 4. beginning of verse 1. And I want to give you a chance to meditate on what we're reading, the scriptures that I've given you, because it's important that we understand what the scripture is saying. And then we look at the word and we apply it, and we come across and realize, wait a minute, these things has happened to me. Why is it? That the devil is attacking me. Well, the devil is attacking you because you're a child of the living King, and he had deposited a gift in you, and he has given you a commission to go out and tell others about him, to be a witness of him, to heal the sick who are sick, and to give people the word of God so they could understand. So let's read Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, and let's see what the scripture says. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and they will gather unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on this land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depths of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. That's the one that fell by the wayside, right? And some fell among thorns. So we have the ones that fell by the wayside, the ones that fell by stony ground, and now we have the ones that fell by thorns. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Here it says they should be converted. If we go back to Psalms 19 and 7, it says the law of God is what converts the soul. And so Jesus was preaching to them, and he was giving them the truth for them to understand, but they had different hearts. He was dealing with four different people. So he's going now to explain the parable to the disciples. And he said unto them, verse 13, know you not this parable? How then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside. So when you're out preaching, when you're out teaching, it is not you sowing the word, it is the sower, it is Jesus Christ. when people reject, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting him. He's sowing the word. And these are they by the wayside. He's going to describe now the people from the wayside. Where the word is sown. Now they can't complain they never heard the word. Some people received the word by radio, by television, by a track, by a witness, by another person, but they received the word of God. It is sown in there. It is sown there. You know, God is reaching out to them. But when they have heard Satan come immediately and take it away, the word take it away, we know it replicates stealing. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's stealing the word away. Take it away, the word that was sown where? In their hearts. So we're talking about the wayside hearer, but we're talking about his heart. You know, the scripture says that the seed was sown in his heart, but maybe he didn't guard his heart. That's why Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6 that we are to put the whole armor of God so we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And when you put the breastplate of righteousness, nothing can penetrate it. But here the devil came and stole the word from the wayside hearer's heart. So it could be that this type of person is the type of person in the world who says, who depends on his salvation upon other people, who says, I've gone to church on Easter time, on New Year's time, on, you know, I've been baptized, and but they don't continue. They don't have a fellowship. They don't do what the scripture says. So the little bit that was sown into their heart, the devil came and stole it. You might ask a wayside hearer person, that had an open heart like that, what did the preacher speak about? They might not remember. Or they might give you what they believe they heard last week or the week before that or the time that they came to visit. They don't have the present word that was sown. The devil came and stole it. Stole it from where? Their heart. So we're talking about people's heart. We're talking about the conditions that people are. You know, we have. That's why we have to make sure that we are very attentive, that we give ourselves over to the study of the Word of God, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He hates for you to dwell in the Word, because the Word will set you free. If you study the word deep, like Jesus told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the word will testify of Jesus Christ. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a while. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. So what happens to the people with a stony place's heart? The heart. These people's heart is not 100% in the church. It's not 100% in believing, having faith in God. Is not 100% in the things of God. They want to do their own thing. But then what happens, you know, they go to church, let's say on Easter time, they go to church on one of the feast days, or they go to church on the weekend. But then they go home and somebody says something about the church, or they say something about them, or you becoming a religious freak. You know, you go into church to be one of them, a witness, and they get offended. And they because they don't have no word in them, they don't have no substance in them, the little bit that they have withers away. Because it's like putting seed upon a rock. There's no ground for them to grow. There's no substance for them to grow. And so is with people with stony hearts. They don't have a deep understanding of the Word of God. They don't have a relationship with Christ himself. They don't have a relationship with brothers and sisters from the church. And the enemy comes and they get offended. They get weary because of the Word of God. The enemy might send someone to challenge them in the Word. They might not have the right answer. They might have doubts. And the enemy stole the little bit that they had. Let's look at the third type of heart, the thorns, the thorny heart. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it's become unfruitful. So these are people with, you know, they're seed is sown. You see a little progress in them. It looks like they're growing spiritually. But then what happens, their attention gets drawn to something else. And that something else becomes their God. That something else becomes in the place of the Word of God. That something else overtakes them and chokes them. You know, I have a teaching from Genesis regarding Satan, the serpent, was cursed to the ground. Now, we know there's two types of snakes out there. I mean, there's more, but the two that I looked at is the ones that bite you and insert poison into your system. And then you have the ones that bite you, but they put their bodies or a hole around you and they choke you so you can't breathe them more. And they kill you. And this is what happens with the thorny hearers. You know, they get involved with the things of the church, and suddenly somebody invites them for a gathering, and oh man, it feels so good in the gathering, and you know, next week comes, they put up an excuse as to why they can't come to church, and they find themselves somewhere else and forget about it. When you look at the person, they don't reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Or they might have the Christianese walk. They might have the Christianese words. They might have the Christianese clothing and the way they approach themselves, but they don't have the word. They don't have it. It was choked out of their life. Whatever took their attention just choked out the word. You know, you might ask them, well, what does it mean for you to be saved? And they're not able to answer. Or when were you saved? They're not able to answer. Hallelujah. So we have to be very careful that we don't allow the things of the world, the lust of the world. You know, the Word of God tells us that being a friend of the world is an enemy against God. To be very careful that we don't allow ourselves to be overtaken by the things of the world. Because if they overtake us, then we have no time for the things of God. Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Glory be to the Lord. Let's look at the fourth heart, which is the good ground heart. And that begins in verse 20, from chapter 4 of the Gospel of Mark. And it says, and these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So here we have a heart. Here's a person who has gone to church, who has committed themselves to the Lord, and whatever is going on in the church outside of people doing wickedness, they're mostly involved. They're involved with evangelistic work. They want to go out and tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. They're involved with the baptismal. They're involved with the giving of the bread of life, the wine. They're involved cleaning the house of God. The pastor doesn't have to ask them two times, would they help out? Would they volunteer for this? They are the ones that will go forward and be available to the Lord. These are good ground hearers. The things of God does not bother them. They're there because they want to let the church grow, let the church become a beacon of light in the community, drawing people. The Bible says that unless the people are drawn by the Holy Spirit, they can be saved. But if we're obedient to the Holy Spirit and we give our ways to him, then he's able to use us in the ways that will glorify the Father. And this is what we have to think about. Am I going to be a wayside hearer? Heart where I'm going to be unfruitful, I don't understand the word of God, what's going on? Or am I a stony heart hearer where I hear the word of God, I come to man's fellowship, but the word doesn't take root in my heart because I don't give it a second thought. I don't study. I don't go forward. And I wither away. I might go back and be on the train again. I don't want to be a thorny heart hearer where, I got the pleasures of the things of God. I want to do things of the things of God, but the pleasures of the world, sin has pleasure for a season. These things overtake me, and then I surrender to them, and I become unfruitful in the things of God, because the lust and the things of the world just choke the life out of me. It took me away from the things of God. But the good ground hearer, that's who I want to be. I want to be able to go to Sunday school. I want to be able to go to Bible study. I want to be able to go to the services. I want to go to the men's fellowship, the evangelist team, whatever they need me. I'm not looking for titles or accolades or pat in the back. I just want to do the work of the Lord. I just want to be a witness. Paul writes in Corinthians that we are read every day by people. So how does your life witness or testify of Christ? Do you not recognize that people are looking at you maybe from a block away? They're looking at you and they see you taking something that doesn't belong to you. That's stealing. They're gonna say, how is this guy proclaiming to be a child of God, but look what he's doing? He's stealing. Or they see you down the block and some elderly man or woman fall down and you're there to help them. That they look at you and they say, boy, that young man, that young woman has the Lord in his heart, or it could be elderly man, elderly woman. The Lord's in their heart. They care about those that that have injured themselves, or they care about those that are in need. And, you know, and I saw him last week downtown with some of the brothers and sisters from the church evangelizing or going through and helping a brother or sister who needs help in the house. They're there helping, you know, and they're representing the Lord. And, you know, God raised them up because they give themselves over to the things of the Lord. You know, so that's the parable of the sower. The mystery question is the mystery. What is the difference of the grounds? What is the difference? No one has called in. Phone number is 516-418-5944. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give you a little itinerary of the church before we finish. And that is that every Sunday at 6 o'clock, we have the Bible mystery. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Next week, we're going to read a little bit and study the mystery of the red heifer. The mystery of the red heifer. On Tuesdays at 3 a.m., we have prayer, intercessory prayer from 3 to 4. And on Thursdays, we have Bible study. We're studying a new series called What's Next? And we're going to go into what the rapture is all about. There's three concerns of when the rapture comes, pre-trip, mid-trip, post-trip. And we're going to read and study each of them. And that way we could understand. Glory to the Lord. So you could call us at 516-418-5944 here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can contact the pastor directly, 772-626-3178, here in Florida. Glory be to the Lord. And until then, may the Lord richly bless you. Keep studying, and the Lord will be with you. The Lord will give you understanding. And the Holy Spirit, depend upon him, because he will give you understanding of what Jesus said. Glory be to the Lord. God bless you.